AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Rally outside the State House in Columbia, South Carolina, in honor of Martin Luther King Jr., included the three candidates running for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton telling the crowd,
"How wonderful it is to be here together without the Confederate flag overhead."
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the nation needs to continue the fight for civil rights.
"We cannot be a divided nation, black and white and Latino and Asian American."
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley found time to criticize GOP presidential candidates.
"You look at the Republican candidates for president, they seem to all want to make it easy to get a gun and hard to vote."
President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama spent time today working an indoor garden at an elementary school in Washington.
"Have you guys ever grown anything before?"
And as part of their day of service, the Obamas also helped pack book bags for needy children. Three Americans are missing, abducted Saturday morning from a Baghdad neighborhood. AP Susanna George reports from the Iraqi capital.
Witnesses told us that it occurred at a part of Dora that was just 100 meters away from a police station, and that it happened very quickly, that a number of SUVs drove up to this apartment, that men in military uniforms went into the apartment, came back down, and within minutes, it was over.
An Iraqi intelligence official says the men were carried off to the Sadr City section of Baghdad. The U.S. Embassy and the State Department will not identify those who were abducted nor why they were in Iraq in the first place. This is AP Radio News. A man with a lengthy criminal record is in jail, suspected in the killing of a small-town Ohio police officer late last night. Investigators say Herschel Ray Jones' former girlfriend called dispatchers saying he was armed and looking for a police officer to kill. Some 20 minutes later, Danville police officer Thomas Cottrell was found dead behind the town's municipal building. Jones was arrested early this morning. Bitter cold weather is blamed for the death of a 21-year-old woman in Milwaukee. The thermometer never pushed past the single digits in parts of Illinois, and heavy snow canceled a King Day celebration in Grand Rapids, Michigan. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
"We do expect over the next few days to have much below average temperatures across the north central and northeastern part of the United States, as some of the colder air will spill eastward. Not quite as cold as it is across the middle section of the nation, but still temperatures are expected to be below average."
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.